ABC Radio Australia.
It's been nearly 250 years since Captain James Cook first left England, charting a course through the Pacific to Australia and New Zealand. A group of artists and historians have come together in the UK to highlight the forgotten contributions of Tupaia. He's a Polynesian navigator who accompanied Captain Cook in the voyage. Yara Murray Outfield has taken a look at this unique project.
Handmade instruments in hand, they walk to the water. It will soon be 250 years since Captain James Cook first left Plymouth in the UK, setting sail in his boat, the Endeavour, headed to the Pacific. And this procession is an artwork designed to rethink the impact that journey had on the people of the region. It's part of an exhibition called Cook's New Clothes, led by Dr. Khadijah von Zinnenberg-Carroll, an art historian who studies the legacies of colonialism.
In my artwork, The Procession for Tupaia, his ghost appears by the water, and we carried an assembly of people and objects to him. These are offered up, placed on board these waka canoes that then this kind of ghost travels on with three crews of Pacific rowers.
Tupaia was a Tahitian priest and navigator who met the crew of the Endeavour in 1769 and travelled with them until he died in Indonesia a year later. But while there are statues around the world in Cook's honour, Tupaia remains a lesser-known part of the Endeavour story. Dr. Simon Letton is an historian at the Queen Mary University of London and worked on the project.
His contribution to the Endeavour voyage is extremely important. Without his participation from Tahiti to New Zealand, and there would not have been anything like the same kind of success that Cook enjoyed on that voyage, which became really the beginning of the British encounter with what became Australia and New Zealand and other parts of the Pacific.
Dr. von Zinnenberg-Carroll says his legacy has been forgotten by historians who tend to focus on Europe.
This kind of notion of a grand British empire is still central to these historical institutions.
The exhibition's name, Cook's New Clothes, is a tongue-in-cheek reference to the fable of the Emperor's New Clothes, the 19th century story from Denmark, in which an emperor is given a suit he's tricked into believing is invisible to incompetent people, but in reality he's wearing nothing at all. Those behind the exhibition say the title is fitting for Tupaia as well. Journals from the crew's time in the Indonesian town of Batavia document the importance of traditional dress to Tupaia.
He notices immediately that everyone is wearing different kinds of clothes. He asks why everyone is wearing all different clothing, and he's told that they come from all different parts of the world and they are representing their own local cultures. And his whole frame appeared as if newly rejuvenated and animated, even though he's days away from dying of complications relating to scurvy. But he sends back to the Endeavour for some tapa cloth, some bark cloth, and dresses himself according to his local custom, and parades down the streets of Batavia representing Pacific peoples in his culture.
In this procession, people playing Cook and Tupaia are adorned with cloaks. Tupaia's is made from traditional dog skin, resembling those given to chiefs. The making of the garments was overseen by Karen Ruki, a Maori artist who lives in Australia.
The way we wanted to honour Tupaia was to make something that was appropriate for his status, for his standing, because he was a man of high rank from his country.
Captain Cook's impact on the South Pacific is seen in many different ways. For some, he was a trailblazer who paved the way for a new society. For others, his arrival marks the start of bloody violence and oppression of Australia and New Zealand's First Peoples. In the procession, Ms. Ruki says his cloak is a representation of that mixed emotion.
We made him a cloak out of plastic and refuse and kind of bits of rubbish in a sense. It's still a beautiful garment, but it's made out of the detritus of society, I suppose. It's made out of what colonisation has kind of led to.
The exhibit is showing near the site where the Endeavour first left the UK. For Miss Ruki, Tupaia is now a reminder of how valuable Pacific knowledge can be.
He was able to show them how we navigated with the stars and nature and reading currents and all those sorts of things without all those sextants and mapping instruments and all those, you know, we had our own compasses.